A bill calling on NCDOT to cancel a contract to build toll lanes on I-77 north of Charlotte has died in the state Senate. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The bill easily passed the state House 3 weeks ago, but it's had a harder time in the Senate. Senator Jeff Tarte of Cornelius says leaders have decided not to let it come up for a hearing.
You know, you can advertise that managed lanes will be coming to a town and county near you soon. And it's completely unfortunate because the contract is an abject mess.
2 years ago, the DOT signed a $650 million contract with a private company, Spain-based Cintra, to widen I-77 with optional toll lanes or managed lanes from Charlotte to Mooresville. But ever since, citizens, business people, and local officials around Lake Norman have campaigned to undo the deal. They object to tolls and the contract's 50-year term, as well as the DOT's decision to work with a foreign contractor. Toll opponents organized an email campaign and lobbied for the bill in Raleigh. Kurt Noss of the anti-toll group Widen I-77 thought it would go farther.
We're obviously disappointed. The House bill had broad bipartisan support, and we don't know why the Senate would consider the issue differently than the House.
Tarte says it was simple. Senate leaders are comfortable with the toll lane project. DOT officials also have lobbied legislators, arguing that a cancellation would be expensive and could have a domino effect, pushing back a long list of other state projects. The toll lanes are scheduled to open by January 2019. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.